You've been very involved in the WPSU project, Speaking Grief. What else are you working on? What can we look forward to in the coming months?
One of the things that's happened now is that grief is suddenly a hot topic to talk about. And I want to make sure we talk about it the right way. So one of the things coming out from me are video conversations with colleagues and with people in the field talking about not only grief because of this time that we're in, but grief itself alongside this time.
And you have a podcast in the works too, right?
I had these great plans to launch our new podcast, which is called Hereafter. Our plan was to record...
I love that title so
I
much.
Know, me too! To record all of the first season's episodes during the first quarter of this year. And of course, the pandemic happened. And so everything got sort of knocked off of kilter. But then, you know, the team and I decided that these conversations are really powerful and they're important and I need to let go of my perfectionism. So we are actually going to be using a lot of those conversations that I'm having with colleagues and leaders in the field to launch Hereafter. Just to get the conversation out into the world. So look for Hereafter coming very soon and those videos coming really soon. The other thing that's really neat that I'm super excited about that is still on track, even with the current level of catastrophe, is trainings for clinicians. So I have a writing course called Writing Your Grief that has been going pretty much every month for the last 7 years. And the community that forms inside those groups, the connections and the relationships that we're able to foster and encourage, I want more people to be able to access that. So the team and I have been working on a version of that that's going to be available to clinicians and to hospice organizations to be able to offer that course to their own communities so that they can build that network of really amazing support and connection and relationship. So that's also coming, and all of that information is going to be at refugeandgrief.com. There's really good stuff in store, and it's an odd, you know, it's an odd profession. You and I have had these conversations a lot over the last couple of years. It's like it's a weird thing to be excited about grief work, but there is so much powerful work to be done, and there's so much beautiful, useful stuff to be put out in the world and connections to be made. So I'm super excited about the growth ahead and the conversations ahead and really flipping the entire culture upside down and sideways to make things better for everybody.